Well, it's a national movement bringing together millions of Americans who want to remove stigmas and barriers that stand in the way of building their families. This week is National Infertility Awareness Week. With a closer look at the state of infertility in the U.S. and new options for couples, we spoke with Lena Fouad, MD. She's a reproductive surgical specialist at Brown Fertility in Jacksonville.
Dr. Fouad, it's good to have you as we mark Infertility Awareness Week. So what are the biggest factors affecting infertility and why is it so increasingly prevalent across the country?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. There are several factors that can impact a couple's fertility. And overall health really plays a big role. So for example, lifestyle, diet can affect hormonal imbalances and cycle irregularities, and that can impact fertility windows. So that's what we're seeing that can affect a couple's ability to get pregnant. And also, we're seeing a trend where people are waiting to have kids. So advanced maternal age. You know, careers are very important, so women are delaying childbearing, and the odds of getting pregnant decrease as you age, unfortunately. We can't reverse that biological clock.
Sure, particularly in the late 30s to the 40s. So considering COVID-19, inflation, stress, everything that's going on in our daily lives, how big a factor is stress when it comes to fertility rates?
That's a great question. It is, however, a misperception. Stress does not clinically really play a role in someone's ability to get pregnant. Overall, we don't want you to be stressed. We want this process to be as worry-free as possible. It's really more other factors and not so much stress.
Okay. You know, it's funny, though, anecdotally, you always hear these stories about couples that try and try to get pregnant and they can't. And then they finally give up. And then when they give up and they're not stressed out about it anymore, they get pregnant. And people hold the perception that, well, they got pregnant because they just weren't stressed and worried anymore. What is that, just an urban legend?
I think there's the truth about that is, when you're not stressed out, you're probably having more regular intercourse around the fertility window. So that's probably where it can play a role. But stress in and of itself does not affect your biologic fertility.
Okay. Well, we know about IVF, in vitro fertilization, and other technologies. So what's the most popular way now to treat couples dealing with this? And do you have concerns about legislation effective reproductive health, like IVF and other methods, impacting your ability to help couples get pregnant?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question. So at first, when we see a couple, we go over their chances of fertility naturally and how to increase their chances of getting pregnant on their own. Typically, when we see them, they're ready to try a treatment. And our first line is ovulation induction pills, or ovulation stimulation pills, where we stimulate the ovaries to create a follicle for that given month. And we pair that with insemination, where we concentrate the sperm and put it the right place at the right time. And that's a simple procedure. So typically, couples start with that before we move on to IVF or in vitro fertilization.
And are you watching what's going on politically? Because there are those lawmakers and groups that would like to restrict even access to in vitro fertilization.
Yes. Yeah. We're definitely watching that closely. We are seeing, however, more and more insurance carriers covering infertility treatments, which is wonderful for patients. And it definitely takes away barriers for couples who are trying to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see that with the insurance carriers. We have a great financial department that's very familiar with all the insurance carriers and helps couples figure out, you know, what's covered and what's not, and can they afford this? And it really is affordable when you look at it, and you, especially when you compare it to the alternatives, like going childless or adoption.
All right. So what's the benchmark for when people should turn to a fertility doctor?
Yeah, so it's really any time you're asking the question. By definition, infertility is a year of trying to conceive without success when you're under 35, and it's 6 months when you're over 35 of trying to conceive without success. But that, you know, you can pull that trigger earlier, specifically because if there is an issue, you really don't want to wait that 6 to 12 months. By definition, those are the time intervals. It's really when you're trying to conceive and it's not successful.
And what about people increasingly looking at freezing eggs to try to get pregnant later in life?
Yes, that is something we definitely offer and very excited about that. Basically, you freeze your eggs at a younger age, so later on in life, you can have a family on your own terms. So typically, we see patients wanting to freeze their eggs in their early 30s or even their late 20s, and that's really the ideal time because that, the age of the female is really what kind of dictates success rates, and it's basically the biggest determinant of fertility potential. So the earlier, the better.
The earlier, the better. And then finally, what's one thing about infertility most people might not realize?
Yeah, so infertility is not just a woman's issue. It can be male factor. So up to 30%, and you know, some people can even push it to, some people say it's 50% of fertility is caused by male factor. We're not in it alone. It can be a combined male and female factor or just a male factor. There are basically many options to treat infertility, and it's not as expensive as people think it is. So I think that can be a barrier to some couples trying to conceive. And those are things I can think of.
Yeah. Well, it is Infertility Awareness Week, so thanks for providing your insights. She's Lena Fuad, MD, Reproductive Surgical Specialist at Brown Fertility. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.